Work started Monday at the first of nearly two dozen locations in the city of Springfield, where improvements are planned this year to an urban water and sewer infrastructure, parts of which date back to the 1800s. Water and sewer pipes will be upgraded at various locations as part of the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission's annual Infrastructure Improvements Project. The work comes a few months after a water main break opened up a sinkhole in downtown Springfield that raised concerns about what is happening underground. The commission announced the locations for this year's construction work on its website and appealed for drivers to be patient in the construction zones and seek alternate routes if possible. More than 7,400 feet of water main pipe will be replaced. Approximately 10,000 feet of sewer main pipe will be replaced or rehabilitated, and about 50 manholes replaced or repaired. The commission will spend almost $100 million on capital projects over the next 3 years, according to Executive Director Joshua Schimmel.
We look at where we have consequence of failure, so where we are exposed in terms of not having redundant systems, we make that a project and we put in redundant systems. So a lot of the bigger projects that are going on right now are redundancy projects to make sure that we can actually get the water from our source water down to Springfield.
Money to pay for the infrastructure work comes from ratepayers. Rates increased as of July 1st, with a typical residential water and sewer bill estimated to increase by an average of $36.60 annually. The state of the city's underground utility infrastructure was the topic of a public forum in June that followed a water main break a month earlier at Main and Bridge Streets. The busy intersection was closed to traffic for a week following the break because repairs had to be made to utility conduits carrying wires for electricity and communications. Schimmel told the conference the city's drinking water system, with more than 1,000 miles of pipes, is safe and reliable.
And nobody has a crystal ball, so I can't tell you where the next water main break will be, but I can promise you there will be one, because that's just the nature of the business. So what we do is our due diligence. We plan appropriately, we invest properly, we make sure we keep rates affordable.
Springfield Director of Public Works Chris Signoli said the infrastructure may be old, but it is not in poor condition.
Most of the things that happen around here aren't because the pipes just fail. It's usually because something else happens. There's construction going on around it, or something hit it, or you know, something like that. So the system in general is in very, very good condition.
City Councilor Kateri Walsh, chairperson of the Maintenance and Development Committee, said hearing about how the public utilities that supply water, natural gas, and electricity to Springfield spend tens of millions of dollars annually on infrastructure work put her mind at rest.
There are a lot of questions out there from the general public, only because I think there's so much publicity when there is a water main break or when something goes wrong. But we found out today all the things that were going right.
Brand new pipes are being installed to deliver water and sewer service and power to the $950 million MGM casino complex that's being built in downtown Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.